King of Prussia still reigns as the region's chief shopping mecca, with plans to expand even more. But the suburban car culture it represents is being challenged by younger generations who drive less and prefer urban living. WHYY's Katie Culinary hit the mall on Black Friday to get some hints about what's in store for the place known as KOP.
Maybe it's because stores had already been open since Thanksgiving night. But by the time this reporter got to the King of Prussia Mall at mid-morning, the Black Friday hysteria had certainly died down. Still, America's second largest mall complex was crowded. Kalila Williams and Vanessa Evans drove up from Philadelphia to look for Black Friday deals, as is their tradition.
We'll always come. We've been coming for a long time, probably, I don't know.
20 years, yeah. Probably.
And soon, they'll have even more places to shop. Last week, mall officials announced a $150 million expansion to add 40 new stores and restaurants. Elsewhere in the area, construction crews are filling in a wide swath of open space with a new children's hospital satellite office, luxury apartments, and more stores. All of this means more traffic, too. Officials say a long-term proposal to extend SEPTA's Norristown high-speed line into King of Prussia could coax some cars off the road and help city residents who need jobs get out to the stores that need workers. Williams, who lives in East Falls, likes the transit idea, although she says she's not likely to take advantage of it.
Just because I'm like instant, like I don't like to wait on anything. So I'm not waiting on the bus. I just want to get in my car and go. So, but for people who don't like traffic, who don't like looking for parking spots, that's ideal.
She says more traffic won't keep her from shopping at her favorite mall. Mary Roberts from Collegeville agrees. She'd like better public transit for her occasional outings to Philadelphia, but she won't abandon King of Prussia.
There's everything I need in the suburbs. I have the mall, I have great restaurants now. There's so much development out there. I feel that sometimes the suburbs are competing with the city.
But to keep competing in the future, it's clear King of Prussia can no longer rely just on cars to attract millennials like Brooke Walker and Ariel Block. Walker, who's on Thanksgiving break from college in Boston, says she came by car but would prefer a train.
My sister, from where we're from, it takes her like over an hour to get out here. And her school is only like 15 minutes outside of King of Prussia, so it'd be really convenient for her too.
Steve Ray with the Economy League of Greater Philadelphia says the region is on the verge of a transformation.
A lot of the development in the King of Prussia area was done in a different generation, at a different time, not focused on the need to integrate transit and cars and walking and work all in the same place. This is a time where, with the new development plans, there's an opportunity perhaps to fix this and make King of Prussia relevant really for the next 20 to 40 years.
SEPTA's plans for extending the train line are still about 10 years off, long after dozens of new stores and departments will already be built. The question remains, will the crowds continue to come? At the King of Prussia Mall, I'm Katie Culinary, WHYY News.